Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffa.
There are so many questions in life. Do I do this? Do I do that? Do I need to do something in particular? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's when it comes to taking care of yourself.
Sure.
We're not taught this in school. All right. They don't teach you, do you wash your hands after going to the bathroom? They never really bring that up in history class.
Right.
And if your parents forgot about that, you're on your own.
So
we found this article from the Huffington Post titled, Do You Really Need To? ... Here we go. Do you really need to wash your hands after using the bathroom? Yes.
No,
isn't that common
kidding.
Sense?
Gross. Now, here's a question for
what?
You. Shouldn't you wash your hands before you go to the bathroom? Because you're, you know, doing whatever, you're touching whatever, and then
That's
you go,
right.
and then,
and
you know.
And you're in the nether regions, and you're putting.
So shouldn't you wash it before
twice.
And after?
I've never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the money shot for this segment already. We're what? We are 1 minute into this segment, and you have already just turned the tables. You are amazing.
I try.
So now I will never again go into a bathroom without thinking about washing my hands first.
Right.
Wow.
It's gross when you think about it.
Apparently, this answer bears repeating. This again, according to the Huffington Post, a 2013 study in the Journal of Environmental Health, observing 3,700 people's post-toilet patterns found 10% skipped the sink.
That's I'm not surprised, but it's gross.
33% forewent the soap, and nearly everyone else didn't lather long enough. Mm. That's not good. To make it worth it, scrub for at least 20 seconds, enough time to sing happy birthday to you twice before reaching for a towel.
Really?
So next time I go into the bathroom, I will sing
happy
two stanzas
birthday
of happy birthday
twice.
To you. I've seen many people in public bathrooms don't even bother.
It's just so disgusting to not even rinse them off.
Right. When you're a man, you go into a bathroom, you have two appliances you can use. You have the one for number one. You have the other
the
involved
stall.
Situation for
right.
number two.
Okay.
I've seen folks coming out of number two and walking right
it's
out.
So disgusting.
That's why you never touch the door handle.
I always use a net, like
Thank
the
you.
Towel.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. And
yeah.
I always walk back into my place of employment with that towel
uh-huh.
in hand and I throw it out.
So disgusting.
Give us another one.
Okay. So do you really need to use hand sanitizer? I've actually heard mixed reviews about hand sanitizer that people that use it too much are killing all the bacteria on your hands.
Yes.
So you're actually doing your skin a disjustice.
Really?
Okay.
And opening yourself up to other germs,
yeah,
perhaps?
Yeah. Okay. So this is what it says, according to the Huffington Post. If there's no soap, hand sanitizer is your next best bet, according to the CDC, mm-hmm. which recommends looking for an alcohol-based option with at least 60% alcohol in order to quickly kill some, but not all germs.
Mm.
Washing your hands is better, but hand sanitizer is often the only option and better than nothing.
All right. I have some in my pocket right now. I have the nation's leading brand.
Okay.
And it says it kills more than 99.99% of germs.
Mm.
So is that 0.01% the one that's going to save me from getting like this awful disease?
I don't know. I think that's the company's way of covering their rear ends just in case you
yes.
use that and still get something.
But
well, we didn't say it kills 100% of the germs.
I use it all the time.
I have
one in my car.
Do you know that, you know, when weird memories stay with you, I had a math teacher in high school, and literally every time she would go and write something on the board, after she was done, would take the hand sanitizer out and wash
OCD.
Her hands.
That's nuts.
And I was like, that can't be good for her. That
no.
can't be good.
No, she's literally like,
yeah.
you know, washing bone at some point.
Right.
That's not good. Wow. Did she have other little weird idiosyncrasies?
I don't remember that much, but I do remember the hand sanitizer thing's weird.
Do you really need to put that sheet of paper over the toilet seat?
Yes.
I'm going to scream yes.
Yes.
If it makes you feel better, says Melissa Hawkins, director of the Public Health Scholars Program at American University, who's an expert in biostatistics, behavioral health, and other stuff.
Okay.
The toilet seats are not a vehicle for the transmission of any infectious agents.
Really?
Now, wait a minute.
Hang on. So if you pee on the seat and then you sit
Thank
on
you.
It?
Thank you. There is always the collateral drop that you'll go
right.
in there and see on
it's
the seat.
So gross.
Okay, and not, I have to paint the picture because, and maybe you can confirm this, when a female goes in to use the stall, do you ever really make contact? Let's say the Mike Piazza catcher's crouch.
It's funny.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. My wife does that.
Uh-huh. But here's
you have to put something on it.
Here's what I think, though. Even if you don't get any of that on the seat, when you flush the toilet, usually water like splashes up. And do you really, would you drink that water? Like, is
no.
that water clean?
No.
No, there's still some junk in that water.
And the idea
you know?
That somebody's area touched something, I don't want to touch that if somebody else's
So gross. I
want the protection.
I always put something down or do the hover thing or whatever, just to have that barrier.
You need the barrier.
You need the barrier.
You need the security.
Right.
give me another one.
All right. Let's see. Let's do the dentist thing. Right. Do you really need to go to the dentist twice a year? I think I go once a year for a cleaning.
Yeah. Unless you have problems.
Unless you have like really bad
and
stuff.
And if you know you're
on.
Taking good care of your teeth.
All right,
right.
Let's see. So maybe. It says maybe here. Okay.
Maybe.
50-50. If you smoke, have diabetes, or have a certain genetic marker for gum disease called, let's see, interleukin-1.
Good for you.
You're likely to benefit from a biannual visit. Okay. I don't know. I'm afraid of the dentist, so. Yeah.
Most dental insurance plans, I think, cover for a cleaning every 6 months.
Oh, do they?
So maybe they assume.
Preventative care.
Right, preventative.
Uh-huh.
Right. The one you and I have, it provides for that. You can go twice a year.
But
and
then,
get x-rays and a cleaning.
But then you need the supplemental.
You need the supplemental
if you actually have something going
because
on.
Because dental work is ridiculously expensive.
So expensive.
It's thousands of dollars per tooth if
like
you need anything
like a root canal
done.
Or something,
right.
Forget it.
Exactly.
I'm very afraid of the dentist. But I had a really bad experience with a dentist when I was like in my early teens.
Ooh.
And didn't go for many years because I was just afraid. I had something going on and he put the Novocaine in and I still felt what he was doing and he thought that I was just being dramatic. So I literally, like, he, like, shoved whatever filling in and, like, let
me
go. And I literally didn't go to a dentist for, like, probably 4 years after that. Finally, I went to a dentist that didn't take kids.
Okay.
My mother begged him to take me.
Please see my child.
And I went there.
Yeah.
Dr. Asness in New York City.
Okay.
Godsend. Okay. I literally sat in his chair shaking. Like, I'm not kidding you. Physically shaking, and because I was that scared.
But he made you feel better.
But he made me feel better, and he actually did.
So we're past all this.
We're
now.
Past because of Dr. Asness. And just a quick story.
Yes.
So the first time I go there, my mother warned me.
Yes.
He's a little unconventional. Don't be nervous. Blah blah blah. Right.
Yeah.
So it's in the Gray Bar Building in Manhattan.
Okay.
Which means that it's not this big fancy office. You open the door. There's a little seating area. There's a little office where he has all his paper files, and then another room behind that where there's one seat. All the equipment.
It's 1947.
Ancient, right?
Yes.
So we're standing there. We ring the bell.
Yeah.
And I could tell my mother's like, you know. He opens the door. The door swings open. He has a mask on. He has white hair. He looked like Doc Brown. With his white hair all over
Wait
the place.
A minute. He's in the middle of doing something to another patient. Excuse me, Mr. Rabinowitz.
Yeah.
I got to go answer the door.
That's how small the office is.
Wow.
Okay, so he opens the door. He has a mask on. He has like glasses, like protective glasses on. His white hair is all over the place. And he opens it up and he goes, Mustafa. And we walk in and I literally turned to my mom and said,
what are you doing?
Where did you take me?
Right. This is after the whole mess with this other guy.
But this doctor was actually very amazing. But at first glance, it was a very traumatic experience.
What was his name again?
Dr. Asness.
I wish he would have had himself a receptionist.
Hysterical. And he always played opera music.
Oh my God.
When he was drilling or doing the cleaning.
I'm glad it worked out.
Opera.
It's like, so you think of your mother's playing like this bad joke on you.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got time for like
one
more.
That's
all right.
Ran off on a tangent.
That's okay. Wow. Christina and her dental follies. Do you really need to wash fruits and vegetables before eating them? No. Just, you know, throw caution to the wind. You know what? Let me just suck on that zucchini right out of the bag.
Let me just eat all that dirt and whatever was on the person's hands before that. Squeezed it and saw if it was firm enough or not.
And it says it here, yes. Properly
no
washing fruits and vegetables prior to eating them will ensure that you've minimized your risk for contradicting or contracting a food-borne illness or ingesting unwanted surface residue
from pesticides.
And, but you mentioned something that I'm more worried about than pesticides. I'm worried about crusty old Mrs. McGrady, who likes to feel everything for about an hour before she decides to take
it
home.
You know what else people do?
What?
They squeeze it. They smell it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they're bringing it up to their face.
Right.
They're touching it with their hands.
And they throw it back there.
And then you don't know how many times has it fallen on the floor. Because you know how they have it like in the pyramid and you take one out and everything falls.
Yeah. 15-year-old Skippy is loading up the rutabagas.
Right.
They fall on the floor.
Right.
Skippy doesn't want to get mad because he's not going back to the paper route.
Right.
He takes it and throws it up there before the manager comes.
Wash your fruits and vegetables, people.
Or don't even eat them. You know, eat the plastic ones your grandmother has at her coffee table.
The fake grapes.
Yes. See, I am so grossed out right now.
I told you.
I never want to go to the dentist. I never want to eat fruits and vegetables. I don't even want to go into the bathroom again.
Mm.
See what we do to people? Now, people will take this with them, and they will go into their week, and they will think, my God, I cannot leave my house.
They're going to be by the melons, and they're going to be like,
we are creating housebound agoraphobes, people that have no social ability whatsoever.
Don't touch the apples.
Wow. Next week, we'll find out about Christina's interesting gynecologist.
Oh, no.
Imagine, excuse me, I have to go answer the door.
Gross.
Wow.
Gross.
Do you need to wash your hands before going to the gynecologist? That's next week's story. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.